This program is brought to you by PrideNZ.com.
Aspirations for the future.
Me personally?
Yeah, and also for lesbians, gays, bisexual, transsexuals, intersex people.
Oh, look, I mean, I think the journey, as I mentioned, the journey towards a full sense of equality is a very long road. But I think that's the journey we've got to undertake, and we have to take all the steps along that way. And now I outlined the kind of legislative changes that have come through in the last few years around things like civil unions and relationship issues and birth, deaths and marriages and all those sorts of somewhat small things, some of them. But they are the steps we have to take along what is a very long road. I'm optimistic. I think New Zealanders are fair people. I know that other countries that are represented here today have much further to run. But here in New Zealand, I think that, you know, I'm optimistic. I do think New Zealanders are fair people, but we've got to be vigilant and we've got to keep working.
Adoption. That's about children. That's a very sensitive area.
Certainly is. But in the end, if we create a policy where children are at the centre of that particular issue, then I think we'll come up with the right decisions. Making sure that the decisions are based on the best interests of children, in the end, shouldn't have very much to do in the end with the sexuality of the people concerned, as long as they are creating a loving, stable environment for people. I think that's right. And actually, we're in a situation now where even the current Prime Minister has said he supports the rights of gay couples to adopt. He's just not doing anything about it.
No, it's a difficult one to have.
But it is. But actually, yeah, to be honest, the question with adoption is much bigger than the rights of same-sex couples. We have an Adoption Act written in 1957 when all adoptions were closed adoptions. We fast forward to 2011, all adoptions in New Zealand are open adoptions, and there's nothing in legislation about whāngai adoption, there's nothing in the legislation about traditional Pacific adoption, family adoptions. So we need an overall change to the adoption law.
So that's a broad swathe of cultural diet and relationship
and diversities. And the entire way that we do adoptions. There's only around about 50 to 70 adoptions done in New Zealand each year now anyway. But it is important that we ensure that we set them up and have the whole law reflecting where we are in 2011, including for same-sex couples.
And what's your aspiration?
Me personally?
Yeah.
Oh, look, I'm very focused on winning Wellington Central again and then having hopefully achieved that, I'd like to think that we'll be in government. And, you know, I think most people who go into politics or go into central government politics want to be ministers because that's how you affect change. And so, you know, of course I want to do that, and then from there, we'll just take it one step at a time.
And you'll be a gay minister.
I can't change that.
No. Okay, thanks.
Brilliant. Thanks, Jim. Cut off.